Liberal Vanin has criticised the healthcare levy as half-baked. What does Liberal Vanin have to say? Does it have a fully costed alternative to fund the rising demands in health and social care?
We don't have a fully costed alternative. We think the Treasury should look at the tax regime a bit more closely. Coming up with a tax levy, which they did a couple of years ago now as an idea, and they still really aren't in a position to identify exactly how it will work and why it's necessary. It appears from the consultation document that basically it's income tax in just another form, which begs the question, why not just do what they did in the last budget but one, which was to increase income tax to help pay for what is obvious to everyone, that the health and social care services need more money. They then, this budget, reduced that tax take from 22p to 21p, which seems bizarre given that the health service still needs more money and still can't keep within its budget. So they are now consulting on the health levy, and we think that it's totally unnecessary if it's to basically just be income tax in another name. If they were going to broaden the tax base and introduce perhaps some form of wealth tax, it might have to be part of the tax levy. It might have been more sense, but it's just turning out to be income tax again, and it still is penalising mainly people on lower incomes in that it's applying from the 10% tax take upwards, and also there's a cap being proposed at the top end. So people who have more money are paying less at the end of the day than people who have very little money.
And your call for a return of responsibility to the Department of Health and Social Care. What evidence is there that that would manage services more effectively than Manx Care?
Yeah, we haven't said that for definite. We've said there is going to be a review into Manx Care, but we think it should be a very wide review. Manx Care was established because it was felt that the previous system wasn't working. So scrapping Manx Care should be evidence-based and not based on a gut feeling that things still aren't right. We need to know if things aren't right, and if so, where they aren't right and what the alternatives could be.
But surely
our statement said that if the review shows that the Manx Care format isn't the right way forward, then Manx Care should be abolished and responsibility should revert to the Department for Health and Social Care.
But is that not just transferring the problem back to where it first arose?
Well, exactly. And we're not saying that that's the necessarily the best way forward. We need to know what the problems are, if there are indeed any. There are financial problems, but there's a suggestion that there's also managerial problems and structural problems in the way Manx Care operates. We need to know clearly whether that is the case and refer back to the review that set up Manx Care in the first place and see what lessons can be learned. If the lessons are that the whole structure of Manx Care and having health at an arm's length from government is and was a bad idea, then we would support it returning to the Department for Health and Social Care.
I wanted to touch on something which you've just spoken about, which was the levies unfairly targeting lower earners. Liberal Vanin has previously supported raising the higher rate of income tax, but isn't any broad-based tax increase bound to affect some low earners?
It'll affect some low to middle income earners. Our support in the budget before last for the increase was in supporting the principle that the health service needed more funding. We supported the increase, but we were still critical of the fact that tax thresholds weren't raised at that point. And we think that any changes to income tax regime must include looking at the lower end, the 10% rate, and the tax thresholds on that specifically, and perhaps looking at the whole basis on which income tax is raised and whether the 10% and 20% rates with a tax cap are the best way forward. So we would ask Treasury to look at income tax in the round and suggest that we need a more progressive tax system that puts less emphasis on tax raised on lower earners, and especially those on receiving below or around the minimum wage, and looking to, if not scrap the tax cap for future people coming to the island, or at least raising that threshold from what's round about 250,000 at the moment to at least 500,000.
And how would that be implemented without actually just driving capital off the island?
I don't think there is any evidence that that will. There's very few people have arrived since the tax cap was established to take advantage of it at all anyway. So I don't think it actually serves a useful purpose.
You're sceptical of hypothecated taxes, yet you're suggesting a health and care rate based on property value. Isn't that just another form of ring-fence taxation under a different name?
We're suggesting that if the tax levy, if the health care levy is accepted in any form, that it should be wider than the income tax that it's based on at the moment. And some form of property or wealth tax would be the obvious way of doing that.
But when people who can afford it just buy a property that is of low value and then assign themselves there?
I think that there might be one or two people on the margins of rateable value rates and bands that might decide to do that. But I think basically people buy properties that they want to live in. They don't think too much about the rateable value of it.
So Liberal Vannin says this consultation shouldn't lead to another report gathering dust. What will your party do to ensure action, especially, you are a party without executive power. You do have one MHK in office. Mm-hmm. So what can you actually do?
Well, all we can do is to lobby and suggest alternatives where we believe that they are important. What we'll be doing over the next 12 months is establishing policy that will go into our manifesto for candidates standing for Liberal Vannin at the next general election for the House of Keys.
And you've argued against population growth as a solution, but how else would you propose to expand the tax base and meet some of the long-term demographic challenges like an ageing population?
Yeah, well, I think population growth will happen organically if it's going to happen at all. But we think what's more important is that the government looks at improving productivity, both in terms of the public sector and also assisting the private sector on the island to improve productivity. One way of doing that is to improve support for apprenticeships on the island and help improve the skills base of our young people in particular, but for people throughout their lives to reskill and upskill.
And you've also mentioned digital and AI investment as a solution for productivity too. Mm-hmm. How would Liberal Vannin ensure that investment is delivered effectively and doesn't just become another slogan?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's... Digital and AI are catch-all terms, and I think some proposals will be more effective than others. So it's a question of choosing the right ones. I think everyone is aware that the health service, again, is falling well behind in terms of its digital abilities and connecting the GP services with the services in Nobles, and also the social care services with people in residential homes, etc. So having a greater investment in IT to improve people's ability to book appointments online, get results from their tests, etc., and for the health service professionals to have a better understanding of the patient's background from the GPs to when they arrive, if they do arrive at Nobles for treatment.
I mean, that's all very well, but that relies on the population being tech savvy and able to actually embrace that sort of technology. So for the aging population that we know already exists, what would you say to them who might not be tech savvy and digitally competent?
Yeah, well, there's always going to be people who fall behind developments in technology, and you know, I'm 75 myself. I try and keep tech savvy, but my children and grandchildren are much better at it than I am. But I think, you know, there has to be support there for people who are unable for whatever reason, whether it's because of lack of equipment or lack of understanding of how to use their equipment. Age Concern in the past has provided a lot of support for people to get abreast of new technology. And I think, you know, government should be supportive of that. And also, you know, there should always be opportunities for people who genuinely can't use online services to have another way of accessing any of the services that government is providing.
And if Treasury takes away one thing from what Liberal Vannin has said, what do you hope that one thing will be?
That we need to have a proper look at how the tax system operates on the island, not just for income tax, but our rate system, our corporate taxation, and to have a full and frank review that people can then have confidence that money that they're paying in taxes is going to be well spent, and it's also not affecting the lower paid to the advantage of those who are better off in society.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.